News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Whether it's to avoid partners who steal the covers and toss and turn all night or those who snore. New research in the US apparently says that one third of people say they occasionally or consistently sleep in another room from their partner. Dr. Neil Stanley, co-author of A Sleep Divorce, How to Sleep Apart, Not Fall Apart. Do you think it's a good idea for couples to sleep apart?
For many people, it's a practical solution to the problem of their partner disturbing their sleep. I did a study back in 2005 that shows that much of your sleep disturbance is caused either by the noises your bed partner makes or the movements they make. So sleeping apart, as I say, for many people could be a pragmatic solution to getting a better night's sleep.
It's a pragmatic one. It's not a particularly romantic one, is it?
Well, you say that, but you can't share your sleep with anybody. You know, you have a kiss and a cuddle, you lie there in bliss, and then you get pins and needles in your arms, and you turn over to your side of the bed and say, right, that's it, I'm going to sleep now. So why not at that point go to your room where you have your bed, your duvet, and get a good night's sleep, and then toddle off to the bed in the morning for more cuddles, rather than waking up wanting to kill your partner because they've snored all night and ruined your sleep.
Is it all a little bit sort of selfish, though? I mean, the idea of the marital bed, is that not kind of central to a marriage?
Well, absolutely not. The marital bed actually is something from ancient Rome, which is the bed that you consummated the marriage in. And then you never slept together again. And we know that, you know, the Queen and Prince Philip didn't sleep together.
I know, but it always struck me when I saw that in the drama, The Crown. It always struck me as kind of ridiculous, you know.
He'd head off to
his own room or whatever. I mean, I thought there was something kind of cold about it.
Rich people have never slept together. The only reason you sleep together with your partner is because you are poor and you can't afford the space.
Well, that's traditionally the reason. It's not why I share a bed with my wife.
So the reason you share your bed is because in the mid-Victorian time, men wanted to have more sex with their wives, so they kicked the baby out of the bed and installed themselves into the bed. And Renfetti, an Italian social geographer, showed that the only reason you have sex with your partner before sleep is because they happen to be there, which is hardly a romantic idea.
Yeah, but do you know what? It's not just about sex, though. It's about intimacy and knowing the other person is there. And just in the middle, even in the middle of the night, you know, your feet connect. There is an intimacy about that. And, you know, touch is important as well, is it not?
I'm not saying that. You can do that before sleep. I mean, if you are aware your partner is next to you during the night, they're disturbing your sleep. Because you shouldn't be aware of anything during the night. So I'm not saying intimacy suffers at all.
I mean, I know I sound a little bit like Mrs. Dodd. Maybe I like the misery, but maybe I like the fact that I'm aware my partner is there beside me.
There's no reason to change. But a good proportion of the population don't like that. And they wake up resenting their partner, wishing to smother them with the pillow because they've been snoring all night and disturbing their sleep. And so for those people, sleeping in a separate bedroom is a perfect idea for improving your sleep.
Most people don't have a separate bedroom. That would be the other thing. I mean, it's easy for Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth. Well, it was easy.
Absolutely, that is a problem. I mean, you know, but say that if you, this is why in people in the middle age when the kids fly the nest or go to university. That's when people start doing the separate sleeping. And about a third of people separate sleep, they're just not willing to admit it because they get the rolled eyes and the tutting and the sighing that their relationship is somehow being affected.
Is it not somehow being affected, though?
Not at all. Actually, we know that if you share a bed, if you have poor sleep, you will have worse sleep for many people, and you will therefore have more arguments the next day, lack empathy, have more fights, have more domestic violence, and even have a higher rate of divorce. So actually compromising your sleep has a hugely negative effect on your relationship. And as I say, for many people, separate sleeping is the answer.
Okay, we will leave it there. Dr. Neil Stanley, a co-author of A Sleep Divorce, How to Sleep Apart, Not Fall Apart. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know, do you agree? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.